Well, I start getting a cramping type pain right here.
And how long do they last for when they occur?
Ted Bell is portraying a 55-year-old patient who has been having stomach pain for 3 months. Emily Tyrell is a nursing student.
I'm a teacher, and several times it's happened at school.
Bell is actually a retired civil engineer. Acting as a patient for students seeking to be healthcare professionals is his new career. The job's formal title is standardized patient.
And it's developed into a great part-time or retirement job, actually, for me. And I go to all six schools in this region, Baltimore, Washington area.
There are about 700 standardized patients in this region. Kathy Chavon, clinical director at the University of Maryland, says the demand for them is high.
It's quite common at schools of medicine. So every medical school in the United States and many medical schools around the world use standardized patients.
Chavon says acting experience is helpful, but not required, nor is medical knowledge. The schools provide training and payment for the performances.
Many of them are professionals, but I've never, you know, been paid for acting other than in the role playing, but it requires some acting ability, so I guess I would consider myself an actor.
Oh.
But professional actor Tom Wyatt doesn't think his side job is about acting.
I use some of the acting skills, but honestly, when it's going well, I'm not really acting. I'm reacting. I'm listening to them, and I'm reacting naturally and honestly to what they're saying to me and what they're giving me.
Wyatt says he and fellow standardized patients spend many hours of training for each of the cases to know how to respond to questions appropriately. But memorizing their characters' symptoms and medical history is not always easy.
Especially when I do, you know, sometimes 9 or 10 cases in a week at 3 different hospitals, so they're all completely different.
The actor's role is not limited to portraying a sick patient.
So the things that really stood out for me, your manner was extremely professional, and you were in command at all times. You kind of took charge of the room.
After each session, they give feedback to the student.
It's always good to do the standardized patients because it kind of keeps you thinking about how your thought process has to go and how you can narrow down your differential diagnosis while you're asking questions.
While the primary focus is on providing the best educational experience possible for the students, the actors enjoy performing.
Very rewarding. They say it's very helpful, and so that makes me feel good that we're turning out some good medical people. I'm going up to Hopkins. See y'all later.
After 3 sessions here, Bell heads out to his next gig at another medical school. For producer June So, Amy Katz, VOA News.